So let's review. Amar Abaya, Hakol Moedim B'Kla HaKerem Shaloikin Alein Afila Shaloikin Deir Chana'asim. Abaya suggests that Kla HaKerem is an exception to the rule, and one would be chayiv even for benefiting from it in an unusual way. My timer, Shundaloich Sibu HaKhila. Because the Yisr Hano is not expressed in the Torah with the term Achila, but as Rashi says, Ksiv Pentikdash Hamaleya, the Mashmo, Loisahanimeno, El Tisrafeno, Upen Lavu. The Torah is saying, do not derive any benefit from it, you must burn it, and the word pen is the equivalent of a lav. Based on this reasoning, the Gemara points out that according to Abaya, Basar B'Chalav is likewise Asar B'Hanah, Afila Shalei K'Derech Hanasin, because the Torah does not use a Lashon Achila. Amar B'Yakov, Amar B'Yechanan, Bakul Misrapin Chutz Me'atzei Ashera. One may use all Yisurah Hanah for medicinal purposes, except for wood from an Ashera, a tree that was worshipped as an idol. The Gemara clarifies, Lekes Sakana, in a non-life-threatening situation, one may not use any Yisur HaNoah to heal himself. Ikas Takana, in a life-threatening situation, one may use most Yisur HaNoah to heal himself based on the halacha that Pikuach Nefesh, Deicha Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah. However, the Gemara quotes Raven Amr B'Yechanan, Bakol Misrapin Chutz Me'avod Zara, V'Gila Arayis, U'Shvichas Dam. The three cardinal sins, idolatry, illicit relations, and murder, are exceptions in that Yeharig Val Yavar. One must sacrifice his life rather than transgress one of these three averes. Therefore, he may not heal himself with something that violates avodah zara, even when dangerously ill. The source for avodah zara being yaharig val yaver is the pasuk v'yahavta es Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyadecha. B'chol nafshecha teaches that one must give his life for the love of Hashem. The source for shvichas dam in being yaharig val yaver is a svara that my chaz is the dama didach sumik tvei dema dama dahu gavur sumik tvei. Who is to say that your life is more valuable than the other person's life? Rashi explains, pikuch nefesh dech kol yisurin shabbat tayra is based on v'chay behem. You shall live by the tayra. Hashem is saying that a life is more precious than the mitzvah. However, where a life will be lost either way, one life is not more precious than the other. The source for gilei arayis being yahag val yaver is that the pasuk says, it links Naira Hamarasa with murder to teach that, like murder, one should sacrifice his life rather than engage in illicit relations. Ravina treated his daughter with oil of Arla. When questioned, he answered in one of two versions. It was a Shasakana, she was dangerously ill, or it was Shalei K'Derech Hana'ah, it was being used in an unusual manner. Itmar, if a person gets hana from chametz or another ishana incidentally, Abai says it is mutter and Rava says it is asur. There are two versions of the exact case of their machlekes. We take two factors into account. Efshir, would it have been possible to avoid the benefit? And mechavin, did he intend to enjoy the incidental pleasure? The first version is efshir become mechavin or Loi Efshir Rukim Mechavin. In both cases, since he is Mechavin, he intends to enjoy the pleasure, whether it is avoidable or not, all agree it is Asr. Loi Efshir Beloi Mechavin, if it was unavoidable, and he had no intention to enjoy it, all agree it's Mutter. Efshir Beloi Mechavin, where it was possible to avoid the enjoyment, but he had no intention for it, according to Yehuda who holds Davar She'ein Miskavin is Asr, all agree that it's Asr. The machlok is only according to Reb Shimon, who generally holds Davar She'ein Miskavin is mutter. Abaya says that this too is mutter because it is unintentional. Rava says that even Reb Shimon would hold it as aster in this case because he could have avoided the pleasure and chose not to. The second version is, Efshik v'komachavim, if it's avoidable and the person intends to benefit from it, it's clearly aster. Efshik v'loy mechavim, if it's possible to avoid but the person has no kavanah to benefit, both Abaya and Rava would agree that it's subject to the machloikis Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda about Davar She'ein Miskavin in general. Lo yafshir v'lo yimechavin, if it was impossible to avoid and he did not intend to benefit, all would agree it's mutter. The machloikis is the case of lo yafshir v'komechavin. It's unavoidable, but he intends to benefit from it. According to Reb Yehuda, who normally does not consider kavana to be a factor, Abaya says it is mutter since it was unavoidable and kavana is not a factor. Rava says it is Asr because Yehuda is not concerned with Kavana only when it is L'chumra. But in this case, taking Kavana out of the picture is L'kula.